Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A hearing today on the status of that Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador.
U.S. District Court Judge Paula Zinnes said she wasn't asking for state secrets and that it was extremely troubling. Deputy Assistant Attorney General Drew Ensign couldn't explain where Abrego Garcia was or if anything had been done to comply with Thursday's Supreme Court ruling that he be brought back.
The government refused to provide any of those pieces of information.
Attorney Simon Sandoval Moschenberg spoke to reporters outside the court after the hearing.
They've had plenty of time between the Supreme Court's order early yesterday evening and now. He should be here in the United States. It's a five-hour flight.
The Salvadoran citizen had an immigration court order preventing his deportation over fears he would face persecution from local gangs. I'm Jennifer King.
That family aboard the helicopter that plunged into the Hudson River's waters in New York City were celebrating a child's birthday.
Down Holland Tunnel, please keep your eyes open for anybody in the water.
Those are the moments before first responders arrived at the scene of a submerged aircraft that spiraled into the Hudson River, killing the pilot and a family of five. Rescue boats circled the submerged helicopter within minutes of impact. New York Mayor Adams said the couple, Siemens executive Agustin Escobar and his wife, Merced Camprubi Montal, from Spain, were celebrating one of the children's birthdays. Witness Bill Angel describes what she and others thought was lightning at first.
We were crying, we were hugging each other when it hit the water. We were like, oh my God, oh my God.
Authorities and the NTSB are investigating exactly what caused the sightseeing helicopter to break apart midair. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
A Louisiana immigration judge has ruled that the U.S. can deport Columbia University graduate student Mahmoud Khalil based on the federal government's argument that he poses a national security risk. On Wall Street, the Dow by 619 points. This is SRN News. Mike Huckabee is the new U.S. ambassador to Israel.
The former Arkansas governor has been confirmed to the position on a party line vote in the Senate. Huckabee will be welcomed in Jerusalem. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed his confirmation on social media, saying, quote, "This is a great day for the Israeli-American alliance. I look forward to working with Ambassador Huckabee to make the unbreakable bond between our two nations even stronger." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kim Shin-jo, a prominent North Korean commando who settled in South Korea after his daring mission to assassinate then-South Korean President Park Chung-hee in 1968, failed, has died at the age of 82. Kim was captured, pardoned, and later came to Christ, spending the rest of his life as a pastor working for one of South Korea's large evangelical churches. He also made speeches. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks jumped in another manic day on Wall Street, but the falling value of the U.S. dollar and other swings in financial markets suggest worries about President Trump's trade war remain high. The S&P 500 rose 1.8% after veering between gains and losses, closing a historic week full of monstrous swings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went from an early loss of nearly 340 points to a substantial gain. The NASDAQ composite rose 2.1%. Stocks kicked higher as pressure eased a bit from within the U.S. bond market. The Dow up 619 points to close at 40,212. The NASDAQ gained 337 points today to 16,724. The S&P 500 added 95 points to 5,363. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.